The Inner Changemaker with Jay Wong.
I really loved this conversation with Tuan Nguyen. Now, here is a guy that he was able to leverage his acts of volunteerism to help him build a stronger network, to help him start building businesses, and obviously he was able to raise a lot of money for the community and create the impact that he wanted. Now, all that is really great, but what I think a lot of people might miss here is where he mentioned that you must think about yourself before you think about the difference you want to make. Essentially, he's saying that you have to build yourself up before you're able to make a difference or the impact that you really want in the world. So you start with understanding your goals, and you start by understanding who you are. You develop that infamous self-awareness. Now, because the more you learn about yourself, the deeper you dive in the personal development, the more you go all in on your strengths and you forego your weaknesses. We're talking about scaling impact, right? Well, yes, you can build schools, and yes, you can donate money and plant trees. Of course, that helps the world. But imagine that you work on yourself to the point that you become the leader of an organization or a group. And now you have the power and credibility and the influence to do even more good in the world. To me, that is scaling impact. To become the best version of yourself and create and make the difference you want. So it all really starts with you. It all begins with how well do you know yourself? Let me ask you this, how many books have you read this year? How many problems have you tried to solve proactively? To be a change maker, you want to create the shifts in the community. You want to maybe raise hundreds, thousands, and maybe even millions one day, but that can only start with changing yourself. And maybe you're scared of asking people for money. Well, canvassing and cold calling is really not that different. Maybe you lack the business acumen to properly build an event to scale. Or maybe you have anxiety about just starting and taking action in your life. Maybe you lack the financial knowledge necessary to deliver on great sponsorship packages and help create better margins for yourself. Whatever the issue is, you have to figure it out. And the responsibility falls onto you to learn whatever new skill you need to develop to become the person you want to become. And that's the only way we're gonna make a difference. And you do it by working on yourself first, in your mind, and then the external results will show up. And that wraps it up for this week's Lessons in the Sessions. Let us know what you think. If you like what you heard, please feel free to write a review. Please feel free to subscribe for future episodes and future interviews. For additional show notes, please feel free to check us out at www.theinnerchangemaker.com. And we will have the Inner Changemaking community up and running. And so happy to hear from you guys. And remember, work on yourself so that you could change the world. That's really the theme. I'm so grateful that this was the first interview. And until next time, live with passion, live your dream, and live it now.